I was thinking, maybe it's me, maybe something's wrong with me, you know, for him to do this.
Malia Jones' parents divorced when she was 5. By the time she was 10, her mother had remarried. Then Malia's stepfather began to sexually abuse her.
I was very lonely and very depressed and just didn't really know it at the time, but I was very sad and I ended up running away when I was 12. But I just knew that I didn't want to go home. I hated it. I began to drink and use drugs, hanging out with the wrong people. I later on got put into a girl's home for running away and using drugs. I stayed in the girl's home for about 8 months, and then when I got out, I just went from house to house, living with different people. I pretty much had nowhere to go. Earlier, I had lost contact with my real dad, and then at the age of 15, I found him, and he just happened to be in Nashville. So I moved to Nashville, and things just started getting worse in my life.
It wasn't long before she moved out of her father's house. She drifted from relationship to relationship. When she became pregnant, she quit school.
I had my daughter when I was 17, and I did raise her by myself. I didn't have any help. She's never met her real dad. So I was trying to be the mother and the father, which was very hard. I felt, because I quit school, that I was helpless and worthless, and I couldn't find a job. I couldn't make enough money to ever have anything. I thought that this was my life and nothing's ever going to change.
Then a friend told Malia a way to make big money at night.
It was at a strip club. So I decided to try it, and I believe I was about 17 when I first started. I went from one club where I can make $200 a night to the next place where I can make $500, and then I'd go out of town, I can make $1,000 a night. You know, I was getting deeper into drugs and just caught up in the money, and it was awful.
Malia went to jail twice. The first time after a drug bust. The second time after a fight broke out in the club.
After that, I had hit rock bottom. I was done with it. I knew deep down inside that there was something else out there for me. Like, this cannot be my life. You know, I was a stripper and a single mom, and I was tired of it. I drank all the time, and then I got introduced to pills, and there was ways to get prescriptions, and people knew people, so I just decided to go to the doctor and fake my pain. And one day I went to a new doctor, and this doctor was very different, because when I went back there, I told him that I was, you know, in pain, and all this was going on, and I believe he could see right through me, because what he told me was, you know, there's a closet full of drugs that he could give me, but he couldn't guarantee that that would work, but that he could guarantee that Jesus Christ will work for me. I'd never heard that. Nobody had ever told me that before. So I just sat there and I thought about it, and he said, "Can I pray with you?" And I said, "Yeah, sure, you know." So I just started crying and crying and crying.
A few months later, she went to church with her mother, who had become a Christian. Her mother had recently divorced Malia's stepfather and moved to Nashville.
The preacher said, you know, if there's anybody in here that's never accepted Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior, I want you to pray with me right now. I prayed that prayer and the peace of God just came over me. But I just remember feeling just relief, like burdens had been lifted, like something happened to me that day. Well, I went through my whole house, and I decided to get rid of all the high heels, all the stripper outfits, anything that I thought God did not want in my house. I got rid of it, and I just made the decision that day. I said, I'm never going back. When I just got on my knees in the middle of the living room, and I said, God, just come into my life and take over. Just come in and take over. After I prayed the prayer and I accepted Jesus into my life, I met Brian 2 weeks later. I just knew, as soon as I met him, I just knew that he was from God, because he was the first person that I'd ever met that was like flat in love with Jesus. I just knew he was for me. I've got the best husband in the world, in my opinion. I've got a daughter, a son, 2 beautiful, healthy children. We teach a Sunday school class, and God's been using us, and it's just amazing that he would even want to use somebody like me that's done such horrible things. And he's the healer. He's the, you know, the God of restoration. And if he'll do it for me, then I know he'll do it for whoever else is out there and hurting. you know, that's been in my shoes. And once you surrender your life to Him, it's just blessing after blessing after blessing. He will give you the desires of your heart.